Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, we're all buying far too much stuff, apparently. And this includes bikes, consoles and gadgets, clothes, and as we've learnt this morning, people are also purchasing cookie cutters and phone cases. Do not fear, though. University Challenge winner, Cambridge graduate and former Chesterton Community College teacher Bobby Seagull is urging us to take 2 days and 21 hours to think about if we really needed to make that purchase. Fiona Anderson is here too. She is managing director of the credit card firm Vanquis, which did all of the research behind this. Good morning, Bobby, and good morning, Fiona.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. I can see, because I have the advantage of a little video which you're showing to us over Zoom this morning. I can see a pot of pencils there. It looks like a pot of pencils anyway. I'm assuming that's not how you came up with the figure, Bobby. How did you manage to do it?
No.
But in your pen head, paper, didn't you?
No. Excel spreadsheets and lots of documents. So we, with Vanquis, we commissioned a survey with UK adults. And again, the sort of rationale behind it was we understood that people in the UK, adults, make on average 7 impulse purchases, I think for £150 or more. And Fiona tells me correctly, it's a bit more than £1,000. So actually, we want to try and help people to understand that decision. So we came up with a formula to understand at what point should people consider. So we said like 2 days and 21 hours is roughly how long people should wait from the moment they think about something and buying it and actually making the purchase decision, so they're less likely to regret it.
Okay, there's a couple of things which come out of that. The first of which is, how much is it really over £1,000, Fiona?
It is, it is. The research tells us that, and we can see some of that through how our customers behave, although they're very good at managing their finances too. And it's all about treating ourselves, isn't it? And sometimes, even through cost of living and things feeling tight, you do feel like you need to treat yourself, and it's natural human behaviour, I guess.
Now, that kind of makes sense, but, you know, a bar of chocolate or, I don't know, a new jacket, a new jumper, whatever. I can kind of understand that, but it's the fact that it's all adding up to, well, £1,000. It's just, I don't know. One of the things that's got me, the fridge freezers. People are buying those and then regretting them. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I think what we found is, in fact, interestingly, the most regretted items were things like footwear, bicycles, games consoles, gadgets. And again, even myself, in lockdown, I was living with my cousin, and we thought, oh yeah, lockdown, we're going to play loads of games. And we bought a games console, which was quite a good value. It was a sort of an impulse purchase, and I ended up actually only using it like whenever family came round, which is not a lot in lockdown. So then we didn't end up using the item as much. So it's about, today's about trying to get people to think about, you still need to make purchases, but just have a step back and think, do you really need that? Can you wait a bit?
The danger, of course, if we're waiting 2 days and 21 hours, the purchase that we're thinking about might not still be in the shop when we get back there. You know, clothing ranges, for example, these days, they just don't seem to hang around for as long as they used to. So there's a danger that instead of giving ourselves a bit of a lift by making that purchase, we make ourselves feel all miserable and depressed because we go back to the shop 2 days and 21 hours later and the product's no longer there.
I guess we've all done that, haven't we, from time to time. I've done it and I've thought, did I really need that anyway? Or was it really sustainable if it's going to fly off the shelves and it's going to be a fad fashion item, for example? And I think if we think also about the fridge freezer that you mentioned, Julian, if you wait and do a bit more research, I know I've got a better deal. And sometimes it's understanding some of the factors, you know, the energy ratings, those things, getting a better deal, not necessarily going for the top priced one or waiting for that deal to come on the market, does benefit us. And I actually put this on my laptop now, a bit old school, put it on a post-it note, but 2 days, 21 hours. It's the impulse purchases that we are trying to help people with. And we do need fridge freezers, we need washing machines, But as Bobby mentioned, it's the games consoles. For me, it was a pasta maker. I don't even eat that much pasta. Those things that suddenly hit us on social media and seem like a great idea, we're trying to make sure that people understand that there is a little bit of time needed and perhaps a different decision could be made. That's definitely applying to me. But when we look at cost per use, it's something, the other calculation that Bobby's come up with, is something that really helps everyone understand how efficient their money's been spent.
Yeah, actually, on that, if I can add, the cost per use, as a mathematician, I like things when we can sort of lay them out very clearly. And it's actually not very complicated, but it's looking at, for example, if you're buying that games console, and again, there's the formula on vanquish.co.uk, you put in the price of the item and you sort of estimate how many times you might use it over a period of time or a year. And then it gives you a simple, it costs £47 per use. Then you might realize, is it really useful? Or that fridge freezer, we're using it pretty much every day. So for the cost for use for that might only be a few quid. So just getting people to, again, that step back and go, I'm going to buy this item, but how much is it going to cost me each time I use the item? And is it worth it then?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? I think of all the, myself and my wife between us, I think we subscribe to far too many streaming services for one reason or another. And we've still only got a limited amount of time in which we can watch anything. And a result of that is actually on a per show basis, we're probably paying quite a bit, really, because I don't know, the subscription varies between, I guess, £5 or £6 a month at one end to, I don't think we pay Netflix their full £14, but it can do. And if you add them all up and you don't have the time to watch it, then, oh my goodness, under that little analysis, we're in real trouble.
I think if you looked at our links on vanquish.co.uk, you could even do a calculation on that, Julian.
I don't think I want to do that particular calculation. What about the types of, is there a particular type of person who goes for the impulse purchases, or is it kind of just spread out across us in slightly different ways? You know, streaming services, in our case, Sarah, one of our listeners, thought of this when you told us about the pasta maker, Fiona. Sarah went off and bought a candy floss maker.
Actually, pasta makers are very cool things. Even if they're impulse, I've got to say they're cool. I'm going to stand up for pasta makers. Maybe someone else has done an impulse on that. But I would say there's also generational differences. So Gen Z, again, I'm a part-time school teacher. Gen Z, actually, they make, I think, 14 impulse purchases, about £2,000 a year. So that's more than the average. And again, maybe boomers, my parents are baby boomers, they're probably a bit more considered, spend maybe a few weeks. And they'll definitely like do lots of comparisons. I think maybe the younger generations, because they're used to being bombarded with things, and I don't know if Fiona's children, like, are they more likely to be influenced by ads that they see?
Definitely. My daughter is after one of these virtual reality headsets for her birthday, so I'm adding 10 extra days to Bobby's calculation because of the cost of that, and will she use it? So it's the pressure that the children put on the parents is a thing as well.
I notice that as a teacher, definitely.
What are the worst offenders? What should they do to stop themselves, other than cutting up their credit cards, which I dare say Fiona you possibly wouldn't approve of, but it could be a good idea for some?
Well, I am keen that all my customers spend mindfully. That's good for them, and it's good for the firm as well. It's really important that we can see through this cost of living and see through it well. We do need a few treats. It's just taking that extra time to think before the purchase is made and maybe doing a bit more research, use the calculator on the website. And that's one of these things that at least some people will not make those purchases and will help their overall financial well-being.
Okay, well, look, thank you both very much. Really good to speak to you. Bobby, hope to see you back in Cambridge at some point in the in the future. Bobby Seagull and also Fiona Anderson from Vanquish. Thanks very much for joining us on Cambridge Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.